Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday. Talk Story Tuesday in Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks for Ron John's sponsor report for many years here at the Guru. And we had waves over the weekend, wind swell. Winds died down a little bit. Didn't quite as good as big as Swami said. 5 to 7, I don't know about that. But we had some wind chop. But calmed down yesterday during the day. Dolphins won their game. Tampa Bay won their game. And Jacksonville won because they had a bye this week. So that was a good deal. And also the Cowboys lost. So that was a good thing too. So a lot of good things happened on Sunday. Now today we got leftover little east background swell. We got a southeast, east-southeast winds, 5 to 10. Nice day out there. Enjoy it. It's going to be in the low 80s. I just saw a nice big pompano being caught off the Mel Beach cam, and it looked like about 2 or 3 pounds. It was a big one, so it might be a great fishing day. Small surf out there, waist high plus, maybe a bigger set if you wait. Really nice looking ocean out there today. The colors are good. And light winds today and tomorrow, southeast to south winds. As the cold front's coming out of the way by Wednesday during the day and Tuesday, transition to the southeast. And light winds tomorrow on Tuesday and smaller surf dropping off. So get it today and tomorrow if you want. And then we've got a northeaster coming down the beach on Wednesday. And as possible, dawn patrol. There could be some north swell before the wind, but these high pressure and that wind usually fills in pretty quickly. So I would expect on Wednesday morning, it'll probably be pretty windy after about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Anytime you want to see where the wind's going to be at, you can always check the Jacksonville cam to see where that front line is. Sometime last week, the wind was on shore in the morning up there in Jacksonville already, and I was out here. We had that glassy surf, and Gnarly Charlie told you that he went down to Spanny House and caught it a couple hours, maybe 3 or 4 hours before the wind made it all the way down here. So you guys up that way, keep an eye on those front lines. You can get the good winds before it gets blown out sometimes. All right, let's wrap it up for the Mahalo Monday. Brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of kind, and all our other good sponsors to keep the surf cams free. Thanks to you guys out there. We'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday and see if that nor'easter gets here before the wind does, see if the swell gets here. All right, you guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.